Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the BDNY show in New York City, and I'm with Allie Bruski, the Vice President of Marketing and Design with Milliken. Allie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
Good. You know, I've known that you've had this promotion and expanded focus at Milliken. You were focused in the hospitality market for a while. How many years have you been at Milliken?
I've been at Milliken a little over 4 years.
Like I say, focused in hospitality, and then now you've expanded that, and you're over everything that Milliken's doing from both a marketing and design perspective, right?
That's right, for our Americas business. I cover residential, contract, and hospitality.
Most people know who you are, Allie, but I just want to mention that you're the fourth generation floor covering leader. Your grandfather was founder and CEO of Anderson Hardwood. You know, that went down to your father,
Don Finkel,
who had Anderson when the business was sold to Shaw, and he's had a great career in the wood flooring business. Then now you're in this role here with Milliken, which is primarily focused on carpet, right?
We manufacture carpet. We also sell hard surface products, but I did leave my roots in the hardwood industry when I got more focused on the commercial side of the business a long time ago now, but definitely have found a home. I love the commercial side, and getting to be in hospitality is a really fun corner of the industry as well. And in my hometown of Spartanburg, so I actually grew up where Milliken was founded and knew the company. Growing up, as everyone does, they have such a positive impact on the community, but never knew them as a flooring manufacturer, you know, thought of them as textiles until much later in my career.
One more mention of your father. Some people who know him well know he's Mensa, and I've got to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So
that's very kind. Thank you.
Let's talk about the show. Some people are talking about this, since we're here in New York and there's a lot of A&D people that are coming to this show. It is focused on hospitality, but it's focused really on just design and interior finishes. And there's 105 flooring companies that are here. So some people would say this is almost Neocon New York. What do you think?
Well, I think you see a lot of that kind of blending of the segments and people looking for inspiration. A lot of our design customers, you know, in the A&D side are working on lots of different types of projects now. So I definitely agree that the segments are not quite as concrete or firmly defined as maybe they once were. And New York is always a great destination. The population is here. And I think what makes BDNY such a special show is that it's a really condensed, but design and inspiration packed kind of show. So you get to see a lot. You can walk around. It's manageable. But everybody is here to really push the envelope and really try to inspire their customers. And hospitality is a really great segment for just pure, exciting design.
You presented at this show last year. So let's talk about Milliken's presentation here. It looks like you got these little hotel room keys that I remember. The Holiday Inn had that same shape in the 60s, so it's a little bit of a retro look. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look across, you know, any Instagram or Pinterest, and you're going to see all kinds of nods to the past. And we really leaned into that nostalgia theme that is so pervasive in pop culture right now and in design. And so we did the keychains because one of our kind of fundamental selling points as a partner is we can do all kinds of customs, you know, at any price point. And essentially, if you can envision it, then we can create it. We wanted to really showcase our focus on custom. But the nostalgia, you know, going back to some of what we kind of joke that they're granny hobbies, right? From the quilting and crocheting. And so we really look around and say, how do we kind of take some of these handcrafted kind of nostalgic hobbies and art forms, and then how do we reinterpret that in a modern way? And so we looked at quilting as an inspiration, and then we also looked to denim as a textile that is timeless, but each generation reinvents it. And so our collection that we're previewing here is called Alt Era, and you're going to see some really cool kind of acid wash and pocket and stitching type patterns that are really fun and timeless and a great jumping off point for all kinds of future custom designs as well.
Most people that know Millican on the soft side of the business know that for years you've made different options, different grage goods, different levels of quality of modular carpet that you produce, and then when somebody orders the product and they give you the design, you print the design on it using your Millitron technology, and you're still showing that. And as you said, there's a lot of denims and blues that you're offering, almost timeless, right?
Yeah, and what's so special about Millican and our technology is that we actually create, you know, our scientists and engineers build our own equipment. And so in the printed or injection dye category, we have capabilities that nobody else in the industry has. And so we invented digitally printed carpet 50 years ago. So if you want to talk about kind of generations and iterations, that technology has improved so much, and we can do photorealism. So one of the parts of our booth is we created a vignette of an old timey looking living room with photorealistic carpet and pattern match, so we can do these big murals. So we did that just kind of as a way to showcase all of the capability that we have. We can get hundreds of colors, thousands of colors in a single square meter. And what's so nice for our design clients is that they can really feel free to create and design even in a Photoshop type file, and then they can think about the budget later, because we do have, to your point, you know, these canvases and different textures and different price points. So it's kind of finding the perfect combination of the physical texture that goes really well with that design and the color and the pattern combination, but also works for the price point of the project. That's a very unique part of what Millican can do, especially in custom.
We did a story in the most recent issue of Floor Focus where we talk about this hospitality business, and there's several price points, hotel room types, and it looks like most of the activity on room rentals are on the upper end. And also, there's not a lot of new construction going on. It's mostly remodels. So the business is a little soft right now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, hospitality has been going through kind of at large sort of a restructure coming out of COVID. So everyone is really making sure, you know, I think on a supplier side or on the brand side, that we're all organized for success. We know that hotel rooms have to be renovated and properties have to be renovated to stay competitive. And so that pent up demand is still there. I think we're all hoping we see it break loose, and the tariffs definitely didn't help that. I think for our customers, we were very fortunate as a supplier that we didn't have tariff impact as a U.S.-based manufacturer, kind of offer some of that consistency to our client partners. But definitely it had an impact on the overall industry, and hopefully some stability in the market will lead to a much better performance for everyone overall next year.
Those people that are my age in this business, I mean, especially the Lynn heads, know that Millican, for the longest time, has been a huge leader under Roger Millican's guidance in developing young people. And as a matter of fact, in our last issue of Floor Focus, we had a good gentleman that spent 6 years going through the Millican training process. Tell us, I wanted to set the stage for this question. What sets the Millican brand apart from the other brands in the market?
Millican is such a unique supplier because we're not just flooring. We operate like a small partner in that we give exceptional service. We're known for great quality. We stand behind the product. I mean, we can do great things in design that nobody else can. We're truly innovators and scientists, and we try to bring that value to our customers. But being a part of a larger enterprise where we have innovations that go into chemical ingredients for paints, I mean, we have lots of customers for our other divisions that are heavily involved in colors and different ways and different technologies through automotive and textiles and healthcare. And just being a company of innovators is something that I feel is very special. It plays a role into performance, to our sustainability story. We're really a super large organization that has a focus in being a really specialty provider in the key areas and industries that we serve.
You're into safety fabrics. You help develop airbag technology for cars. and also fireproof technology for firemen, right?
We do. Firefighters, service members, you know, in the military, we do a lot of performance apparel for sports teams. So they say you touch a Millikan product 50 times in a single day. That was just the list of healthcare and the list of, you know, ingredients that go in all kinds of consumer goods that you would touch, like Tupperware. This bottle probably has a Millikan ingredient in it. It's really cool. It makes us very special.
All right, Allie, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with me and our listeners. Again, been talking to Allie Bruski, the Vice President of Marketing and Design with Millikan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAllie.net.